This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Oh God!
What the?
This belt throws everything off. I can't even get
Sir,
my tummy something
good.
Do
you see this behind? I can't even walk back here.
That's
What's up, y'all? It is time for Best Bits Part One, and this weekend is with Eddie.
What's up?
Are you feeling very wildcat-ish now that you are back from K-State?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it, but not yet.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing if you're feeling very purple.
Ema.
I was like, what? Are you Grogu?
I knew
are you
it
from
was
Star
something.
Wars?
I knew it was something.
Ema. Which means every man a wildcat.
Okay. What about the women?
It was made before that, I think. Okay. Pretty old saying.
Okay.
But we will talk about that. Not yet. We got to dive into some things. So we did open up some of our Disney Lorcana cards, which was pretty crazy. It was like kids on Christmas opening up a bunch of cards.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings about that.
What do you mean? Why do you have mixed feelings?
I feel like every year I get sucked into some like card thing, whether it's my kids or like I have a friend named Steve who buys cards. And
is this the Steve you always FaceTime?
Yes, and he's like 40 years old. Steve always tries to like make money.
Okay.
Different than his job, his 9-to-5.
I feel like that's kind of you.
And it's always like a little scammish, you know?
Steve, your alter ego.
Pretty much.
Get a thing here.
That's why we're such good friends. But like either he like goes to auctions or like online auctions and buys things he's never heard of and then resells them on eBay to make money. Like that's what he does.
But he has a main job or that's
No. He has a real job. But in his spare time, he buys packs of cards online and then opens them up and then resells
them.
No, he doesn't have any money. But that's what I'm saying. And I feel like every year he's like, dude, we need to get on this. We need to buy these cards. Like, go half with me. And it's like, ugh. And then I get sucked in on it. That's kind of how I felt with these Lorcana cards. I'm like, I know it's an investment, risky.
Yeah, investments can be risky.
But every time you open a pack of cards, you're like, is this really going to be worth something?
Okay, but I will say, like, I think there's a piece of this that you're not adding.
Go ahead.
I think you have a little bit lack of self-control.
That's true.
Because you do, every time something gets up, you're like, money is no object. Yeah, throw $100. I don't care.
I don't want to be left out.
You have FOMO, but it turns into FOMO of spending your money.
Yeah. Except for the lottery. The lottery thing, it's getting old.
You did good for a while there. Like, you kept, like, throwing it in every time, and then you're like, okay, I quit.
Because I don't want to be the one that doesn't win the lottery.
But do you have FOMO now? Or have you lost the FOMO of that? Like, lackluster of not being in it doesn't matter anymore?
I think it's just the lottery, where it's like, we're never going to win the lottery. Let's stop with this. But, you know, with anything else, whether it's cards, whether it's any kind of other, like...
random investment. A Willie Nelson handkerchief.
I want in. I want in because I don't want to be left out if we make millions of dollars
off
this thing.
I'm seeing now how you got yourself into some debt.
No. That is not how... An investment to me is that's smart spending, right? Sometimes you make bad decisions and that can lead to like debt.
So a lot of the decisions you make on the show.
No, yes. But my the debt that we... The debt that we had was just years of not making money.
Okay.
And still trying to live a fun, adventurous life.
Was that because it was all on credit cards, right?
Yeah, it was all credit cards. And then we had our first child pretty, I mean, youngish and early into our marriage. So that kind of, you know, you're like, he wants this. He needs this. He needs a diaper genie. We got to buy this. Like, we didn't need that stuff, but
it was your first child. You didn't know. Child.
We figured we needed all this stuff for having a baby. And then, so you put things on credit cards and you're like, it's okay. It's okay. We need it. We need it. We need it. Next thing you know, you look at it, you're like, holy crap. We owe a lot of money.
And were you not paying the credit cards like month to month? It was just kind of stacking up.
My wife was paying the minimum, which was literally
like
nothing.
$20. Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
No, say like, you know, you owe $500. She was paying $50, which was the minimum, but that was just the interest.
Yeah, because you can just pay the minimum and it's not stacked against you, but it adds up over time. You still have to pay it off at some point.
Yeah. When you pay the minimum, you're only paying the credit card's interest.
Yeah.
You're not paying towards your balance. My balance was never being chopped
at. By paying the minimum, you're not getting like late fees or like all of that.
Correct. So
that's
you're doing why what you're, you have to do.
Oh, Eddie.
Bad memories, Morgan. Oh. Ooh, but we're out of that, thank goodness, and we're on.
What have you learned from over the course of your credit card debt and making all these random investments? Have you learned anything?
Yeah. I've learned that you shouldn't just get a credit card and spend away.
Okay.
You should be a little more like conscious about your spending.
Okay, that's good.
And careful with a clickety click.
Okay. Also a good lesson.
Clickety click's easier than you think.
Yeah.
Like Amazon boxes coming in, very easy.
Yeah.
Just be wary of that stuff and like, you know, just notice what you're doing.
Do you feel like you are more healthy financially now than ever before?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Ever before.
So we are learning.
Yeah.
Just still making some dumb investments.
They're not dumb. They're only dumb until we start making some money.
I just want to point out that like during all of those investments, you and Lunchbox sat there like basically investing in everything. And I did one thing. Like I looked at all of that and I was like, yeah, it's all cool. But
you
like,
you didn't think that you could make a lot of money off some of those things?
No. You know why? Because I've resold like some things that I owned before. And reselling, not only do you, yes, in the one in a million, just like playing the lottery, like you do have that shot of something happening. But it's not very likely. And I like to make very, like when I go for an investment, it's like a 80% chance of it being a big win. I don't do like the 20% chance of a win for a bigger win. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you went with cards.
Which is probably
a 5% chance of a win.
Because let me tell you why. The only reason I even did that one is because I love Disney and I love stuff with Disney. So like even if it's a loss, it's still enjoyable for me because I love Disney.
Interesting.
The rest of those things, I'm like, I don't love that. Like I like Willie Nelson. I like The Office. But I don't love those things enough to be like, this would be really cool even if we make no money from it.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean? So it was still like something that I was interested in on top of, okay, there's a chance at making money. It's a double win for me.
We were never going to keep the Willie Nelson bandana though.
I know, but like somebody had to resell that. You know how much work it is to resell things?
It's a picture and a post.
Yeah, and then you have to monitor it, and then somebody bids, and maybe they take the bid back. Like, it's a whole process.
Really?
Have you ever, like, selling things actually takes a lot of work.
Never done it.
It's not like, and if you get really good at it, you can move quickly, but like, especially the palette. Somebody's going to have to resell all that stuff, and I can tell you right now, it ain't going to be Lunchbox.
It's not going to be him.
And that stuff, you have to take a picture of every single thing and post it to then make that money.
My buddy Steve's. It makes it sound really easy.
It's not hard. It's just time consuming.
Like,
what is worth your money that isn't worth your time? Like,
that's the thing, too.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, you have to consider your time in it. With the Disney cards, there's no time. I'm not losing anything. We sat here. We did a bit. It was at work. I lost nothing. If I lose $28, I enjoyed it.
$28, that's something.
Okay, but that's $28 instead of $200.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, when I make investments, it's very, like, I have to make sure there's multiple wins involved.
Man, you should be on Shark Tank. You should be an investor on Shark Tank.
Hey, I'm looking for something to invest in. I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I've got the stocks already.
What is smoking chicken?
I already did my 401k.
Does that sound good to you?
No. Okay. I'm not even a meat eater. And you have
Oh, you don't believe in meat.
Well, listen, you also haven't even managed to smoke any corn in, like, 6 months. So
corn isn't chicken. That's a special custom order. That takes time.
It takes like 2 seconds.
You know what I was thinking about doing? Turkeys.
Dude, I just want my corn.
That's all I want. Turkey season.
Yeah, okay. You do some turkeys. Gobble, gobble. Let me know how that goes.
What do you eat on Thanksgiving?
All the sides. The best part of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Is eating all the sides.
Okay.
Right?
Not unless you have a producer Eddie smoking hot turkey.
Yeah, if you can get it, if he even smokes it for you. Oh, my goodness. Well, I did have a question for you. Like, this whole Disney Lorcana made me think of some books that I was reading. And this is funny that it's you on this weekend and the subject came up.
Yeah, I don't read books.
Well, I really don't either. But, like, when I was a kid, I definitely read more, especially being in school and stuff. And I just want to know if any of these, like, I'm going to start with easy ones.
Books?
These are all really popular books when I was a kid.
Books.
And if, I mean, you were alive, so, like, you have that yeah, like, winning for you. Okay. Okay. And I'll start with easy ones. Okay. Harry Potter.
Nope.
You never heard about it?
Yeah, but I never read it.
Okay, tell me if you've heard or if you've read both.
Okay, I've heard of it, never read it.
Okay.
But not the books, really, just the movies. I didn't even know there were books.
The books are, listen, when I was a kid, my sister and I would crawl into bed with my mom, and she'd read us a chapter every night.
Oh.
And that's how we read the entire Harry Potter series that way.
That's like dedication.
Oh, so good. It made me, that's why I love Harry Potter so much, is like that, those memories.
I bitch about reading like The Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh. But it was my favorite.
I complain about reading Stanley the dog. Like, how is she reading you Harry Potter?
Oh my gosh, it was like all of our favorite moments, and like it. I still remember that. You know when you don't remember a lot of memories as a kid?
Yeah,
that's a five. Memory I remember constantly, and that's why I love Harry Potter today.
It's so funny. So? It's so funny. Like parents reading to their children, like children remember that forever. Mm-hmm. Like I did it one time when my wife went, like I don't know, she went out with some friends of hers or whatever, and I put the kids to bed, and this was like years ago, and they still talk about that one time Dad read to me.
Here you are complaining about reading The Hungry Caterpillar.
Yeah, they're like, that was cool. Dad put me to bed and read me.
So this encourages you to find like a series that maybe you'll be interested in and read to all of them. Then you don't even have to read four different times. You just read to all of them.
Think they'd read the Jimmy Buffett biography?
Eddie, this is about them.
Hey, hold on. Maybe they'd be interested.
Sir, not about you. Okay, Twilight series.
Heard of it, never read it.
Okay. Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Ooh, my kids have all those.
Okay. So you have potentially read them. Did you read those to them?
Nah. Okay. Nah, well, my kids read them.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's like good.
I think we have all of them.
I think they've made a resurgence. They've also made a remake of the movie or their first movie. I can't remember. But it is popular now. But yeah. It was big when I was a kid, too. A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Never heard of it, never read it.
Okay. Nancy Drew.
Heard of her. Never read it.
Okay, we're doing great. Judy Moody.
Is that Judy Blume?
I believe so. I just know Judy Moody.
See if like Judy Blume is the author of Judy Moody.
Offer. No.
Did I say offer?
No, I don't think it is. They're by different people. Well, Megan McDonald. No.
No, okay.
So it's different.
No, never heard of it. Never
Judy
read it.
Judy Moody. What about Junie B. Jones?
Never heard of it. Never read it.
We had a thing with Jays, but I'm going to tell you right now, Junie B. Jones was my favorite book series as a kid ever.
Gosh, talk about like didn't even realize that existed.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. And they were little teeny tiny books, but they were so good.
I saw a TikTok the other day of this, you know, the guy that says like, hey, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
And there was this dude who kind of looked like Big Kenny, okay. You know, from Big and Rich.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm a children's book writer. And they're like, really? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, let me show you. He's showing pictures of his house. Like, he's like, I'm a bazillionaire, and I wrote, like, just, like, five children's books, and it took me, like, no time.
That's
and
amazing.
They still pay me a lot of money.
If I had, like, that creative, like, because I feel like to be a children's book writer, it has to be very, like, illustrative, right? Like, it's not writing, like, a fictional novel. It's, like, very illustrated in how they're writing and very simple.
Very simple and goofy. You know, it's in a weird way where, like, you have to talk and communicate in a way that we never remember how we did it.
Yeah. Like, it's such a different way of thinking.
They like funny noises, like woozy, woozy, woozies.
And they find a way to write it, like, perfectly.
Right.
You're so right. Okay. And this one, I feel like, crossed a lot of genres. Like, genres. A lot of decades.
Okay.
The Magic School Bus.
Sounds familiar. Don't remember it. Never read it.
Okay. I mean, dang. Like, these were all really popular for me as
really?
A kid. And, like, I... Even just the name of all these, I read a lot of them, but and I've seen a lot of movies of them, but like I know just by the name what they are.
I'm just not a book guy.
Yeah, but a lot of them got turned into movies. They were pop culture moments.
So like, Magic Bus is a movie?
Oh my, it's a book. I believe they turned it into a TV show at some point.
Okay.
I think there was like a animated something or I don't know. It's hard to keep track of all.
The Venga Bus?
It's
the Venga
bus
is coming. Never to San Francisco.
I don't think
New
so.
York to San Francisco.
I'm Googling. Is the Venga Bus?
Venga Bus. Dun, dun, dun,
the same.
Dun, dun, dun,
I don't dun, think dun. So. Because I think it's the Magic School Bus. There's a song to it. No.
No?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about, Morgan.
No. You don't remember Miss Fizzle?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Okay. Never heard of her. Never read it.
Okay, cool. We're going to move on. Dang. Talk about elder versus millennial moment for sure. And I probably just gave you a leg up, too.
That's why that game was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. That was a good time. Now I'm just kicking y'all's butt at easy trivia.
No, you're not.
Well, you're not in it yet.
You've never beat
me. Maybe I'll keep you out.
You've never beat me at easy trivia.
That's not true. I have won against you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've been playing easy trivia for like 3 years. It's not just like right now.
Don't remember it. Never read it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we did get some anonymous tips on Lunchbox, which you really need to work on your anonymous voice.
What are you talking about? I never had one.
Eddie, like, you need to be monotone.
I never had one.
Yes,
you what are you talking about me? Don't you notice the ones at Lunchbox? He's like,
I know.
He even says like, no.
I'm saying this as a collective unit. We need to be better about like just speaking very.
And you similar. Too. Like, why don't you sound like, why don't you make your voice like that? So when they record it, it sounds different.
When I do one, I will.
You did do one.
No.
See, now you're acting. You did do one.
I didn't. You're like,
heard
when
you.
I will. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
Okay. Well, did that happen?
Right,
I want to talk. I want to talk about a song.
You did sound like a dude though.
See? How'd you know? Okay. What is a song that made you so happy that you wish you could hear it for the first time again?
Oh.
You want me to let you think about it?
No. I got it.
Okay. What is it?
I like.
Is it Three Little Birds?
The Bob Marley?
Yeah.
It's definitely a happy song. But I think for some weird reason, I love Levitating by Dua Lipa. Like, love that song so much. It makes me so happy when it comes on. It's like, boy, Dua Lipa, give me a dance. Would you come on, dance? And it's like, yes. And so, I don't know. I still get excited when it comes on.
Dang. Okay, so you wish you could hear that one for the first time again.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, it is very catchy.
There are Beatles songs that are really good, too. And I wish, like, I was alive when they were big to be like, wow, that's such a cool song.
Is it, like, some others that I might know?
Beatles songs?
Yeah.
You know a lot of Beatles songs. You know Beatles, you know, I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
Okay.
Help, I need somebody, help.
Yeah.
Not just anybody. Twist and Shout. Oh, no, no, shaking a baby now, shaking a baby. Twist and Shout.
Okay, I didn't realize that was the Beatles.
Yes, what else is big Beatles song? All the early ones, like Can't Buy Me Love.
Mm-hmm. That one's not ringing a bell.
Okay, there's a lot of them.
But there is more. Like, I did not realize they did Twist and Shout.
They were, the crazy thing about the Beatles, they were only a band for 6 years.
They were 6 years, and that's how iconic they were in 6 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Did somebody die?
No, they broke up.
Why? Did they get in a fight?
So, yeah. So, I mean, they never really came out and said anything, but they were so young when they started and so big that, like, it was just monstrous. And then they started dating girls.
Wait, is this the Yoko Ono people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
they started
I knew
dating
that.
Girls. Then the few got married. Then those wives didn't really, they didn't jive with their wives.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono?
John
is
Lennon
that right?
Married Yoko Ono.
Okay.
So the rumor was always that Yoko broke up the band.
Mm.
And what's cool is, like, you know, on Disney Plus,
yeah,
they have that Let It Be. I think it's called Let It Be.
Is it like a documentary about
yeah,
him?
Yeah, it's like a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 part documentary.
You just kept going.
It's so long because it's really long, but you can't stop watching
it. Did you watch all of it?
Mm-hmm. Every single one. And it's basically the Beatles going in to record their last album, and they really don't know what they're going to do. They're kind of just winging it, and you kind of just see them sit around and like figure the album out every day.
Hmm.
And these cameras are just rolling every single day, and you start seeing these wives in there and just kind of hanging out in there while they're trying to create
that personal professional crossed over.
Yeah. And kids, like, one of, like, you know, kids would just be running around while like somebody's trying to learn a guitar
how
part.
How old were they, the Beatles,
at that point?
Yeah,
they were still really young. I mean,
like, late 20s, early 30s.
I would say early 20s.
Oh wow, like young.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of them still alive?
Two.
Because it's
Paul
four,
McCartney,
right?
Yeah, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are still alive,
which they went on to have very separate big careers.
They all did. They all had separate careers.
John Lennon did too, but he died pretty early, right?
Yeah, he got shot. But John Lennon did Imagine. Imagine all the people.
Mm-hmm.
That was his solo.
Wait, so who's the, because now that you say those, what's the fourth one?
George Harrison.
Okay, I don't know anything from him, but the other ones I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I have met Ringo Starr.
You've met Ringo Starr?
Yeah, I told you guys, like, I did stuff for the rock station and I met a lot of, like, the big rock stars.
This was in Wichita.
Uh-huh.
I remember this.
Yeah, uh-huh. I did meet him. I mean, I met, what's the duo? There's a duo, and one of them has black curly hair.
Oh, Hall & Oates?
Yep, I've met them. I took pictures of Foo Fighters.
That's really cool.
I did, like, Fall Out Boy, like, more of the younger side, too. I taught the drummer of Foo Fighters.
Oh, rest Chris. In peace.
Wait, sorry, Taylor Hawkins. Okay. Wrong one. Another band. I think his name is Chris, but he's a drummer of one of the big rock bands, but I taught him how to use social media when he came in.
What?
Yeah, and I have a picture of it. He's a big rock band.
Okay.
I'll have Chris.
Chad? It wasn't Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Drummer. Yeah, maybe. Hold on. Drummer, rock band. I'm just Googling to see if any of... Nope. He wasn't bald. He had hair.
Chad
okay.
Smith?
Oh, okay. You like, do something for a second, because I think I still have the picture on my phone.
Okay, I'll do something for a second.
Like, just talk. Let me come up with some words.
What's cool about Chad Smith? I still think it's Chad Smith that you're talking about.
But he's bald. He wasn't bald.
Wait, did you look up Chad Smith?
Yeah. He's bald. Oh, that's Chris Slade.
No.
Okay.
No. Chad Smith isn't bald, and he looks just like Will Ferrell.
No, I don't think that's
okay. It's really crazy.
I don't think the guy looked like Will Ferrell.
It's crazy how much they look alike.
Okay, let me see. I got to get to, like, my first year when I moved to Nashville.
Oh, boy. What year was that?
Oh, my gosh. 2016?
Wow.
That doesn't feel like that long ago, but it is.
So you taught him how to use social media?
Oh, here's a photo of me meeting Ben Rector in 2016.
Wow, look how young Ben Rector looks.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Okay, let me see. I'm getting to it.
Ben Rector big? Like... Very popular?
Yeah. I mean, he was then, too. Okay. Like, he's been big for a long time. Oh, we're getting to it. Okay. Hold on. I mean, there's so many, like, old school things in my phone. Like a pool party with Nick Jonas and Demi Lovato.
You went to a pool party with Nick Jonas and Demi Lovato?
Yeah. Like, just the weirdest stuff in my phone, Eddie. Like, of the interactions that I had doing that. Let's see here. You're not talking very much.
No one ever just said, hey, who's that chick? Get her out of here.
I was always taking digital content, oh, okay. So I was, like, doing stuff, okay. You know? Let me see. You're not ad-libbing very well.
What do you want me to talk about?
I mean, anything. I'm trying to find this because it's going to...
You're going to be on your phone forever.
No, I'm trying to find this. Where is it?
I got my mind set on you. Have you heard that?
No. Who's that
I got... That's George Harrison.
George? Yeah. I see. I don't think I know any of his songs.
Mm.
Okay. I did meet...
Yeah, probably not. Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
There's my picture with the... Hall & Oates guy.
That's a John Oates.
Yeah.
The George Harrison song you know is...
Who's that? Is that the other Hall & Oates?
No.
I have all these pictures of rock guys in my phone. And I don't
know who that
are.
Is.
It was when Steve Gorman was here, who was in a rock band.
Hey, will you pull up Scuba, the My Sweet Lord?
My Sweet Lord? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, no, kind of.
Is she talking about the Black Crowes?
I can't hear you.
Made that up in my mind.
Is she talking about the Black Crowes?
No. Do My Sweet Lord by George Harrison.
He might be in the Black Crowes.
I'm saying that she was talking about the drummer. If I heard it, I was overhearing it.
Oh, here he is. Chris Shefflett. Shefflett.
Okay, so he's Foo Fighters, but he's the guitarist.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah, I taught him how to.
We just saw him.
Yeah. So I don't think he was there, was he?
He was there.
Maybe I just didn't see him backstage. But yeah, that's literally a video of me teaching him social media.
That's really cool.
He's like, so how do I? I think it was Twitter at the time. He's like, how do I do this?
He's also, I think, in one of the Bobby casts.
Is he?
Bobby just interviewed him. You know this one?
No, I don't think so.
I got a set of sets of money. And my whole lot of money.
Yeah, this doesn't ring any bell.
Okay, do My Sweet Lord. You know this one for sure. This is George Harrison. He's pulling it up.
I mean, like, I feel like I have a rock lesson happening right now.
Yeah, this is me with my kids.
The best part, though, is like, I've had so many of these run-ins. And, like, people would be, like, freaking out, and I just had no idea. You know what I mean? Like, they were just, like, normal people to me. Well, I listen to country music.
Oh, My Sweet Lord.
Here you go. You know this one.
Maybe. I don't think so.
I hope.
I don't think I know any George Harris, right?
George Harrison. Show you love, but it won't take long. Wait for it.
My Sweet Lord. No.
They played at Christmas time.
Yeah.
I don't think I know this one.
I really want to hold you.
No.
No?
Not even a little bit. Yeah.
You're doing that, Scuba, because
really
of the
5 seconds? Yeah.
No? Wow, anyway. That's really wanna
see you. Scuba's just going to keep putting it up and down
now. I like it. Really wanna
see you. I knew it.
Oh, well, instruments are. I just pulled down. I go right to the lyrics. Here we go. Let's get to where you want it to be, Eddie. Here we go. Christmas. All right, this Christmas you'll hear it and you'll go, oh my God, I know that song.
Okay, well then, yeah, now that you guys have put it in my brain, I'll probably recognize it.
All right, I have to go back to work, guys.
Anyway,
have fun.
Thank you, Scuba.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Anyway, he's a Beatle.
Yeah, see, I never heard any of his songs, but I grew up on country music. Mm-hmm. I really didn't listen to any genre until I was in like high school, and I started choosing for myself.
But
you know?
Your dad listened to this stuff.
No, it was country music. Like he
your
was
dad
big
didn't
on.
Listen to classic
he was
rock.
Reba and Brooks and Dunn and Tim McGraw.
Your dad didn't listen to.
I'm
like,
telling you, I grew up in Kansas, Eddie. Like Kansas is very country.
Rock was big in Kansas too.
I mean, not that I was aware.
I mean, there was a rock band named Kansas.
I mean, yeah, like sure, that band, but like even still, I don't know that I like most of the he at least when I was ever in the car with him, it was always country music. Okay. And maybe it's because he knew that was safe for me to listen to.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's like me leaving sports on TV all the time because I know that's safe.
Yeah. So like maybe that was more it. Yeah. And so he just always kept it on that.
Got it.
I think he knows a lot of them, but like even just for all of us, we all grew up country music. Was Scuba gonna
Scuba,
say something?
Scuba was trying to pull something up.
Like, what was happening?
I was just curious if she knew, if she truly is from Kansas. Oh, my God. Out of program. I was wondering if Morgan really is from Kansas.
Yeah, I'm from Kansas. Wayward
son. There we go. That wasn't big in Kansas.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she said? She said, I'm from Kansas. Rock and roll wasn't big in Kansas.
No, I did not say rock and roll wasn't big. I said, I'm from Kansas. We listen to a lot of country music.
I'm like, rock and roll.
I'm from Orlando. We listen to a lot of rock, but we also listen to other things as well.
Yeah.
But
some
kid,
from LA
not,
is like, I listen to hip hop, but that's
that.
Only it. Wow, okay.
I mean, I was a kid. I wasn't choosing what was on the radio.
I get it.
Yeah,
that I
true.
Understand.
Like, so for me, I thought it was all country music. Obviously, not now I know that, but like for me, I genuinely thought like Kansas country music. Because that's all I listen to.
Yeah.
So. That's a shame.
I mean.
But ironically, in Kansas, you worked for the pop station.
Pop,
not
country.
Not country music.
Well, pop, country, the top 40.
You look so confused.
An alternative. I had to remember what all
pop,
four were.
Pop is top 40.
Okay, what's the one where it's like past top 40? When they're like it's like all the hits. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
like the oldies station, but
it's like
the top, like all the older songs that like graduate from pop radio.
Yes. What is that? Easy listening? What is that?
That's Hot AC or AC.
There it is. Hot AC. Yeah.
The best hits of the 90s, 2000s, and today. It's Star 101.3.
Adult contemporary.
There it is. Yeah. So that was one of our stations.
Got it.
So yeah. Funny stuff, man.
That's your music lesson for today.
Thank you. Well, just so you know, I've met a lot of the rock stars you're talking about.
But
I just
you
never
had
knew that
no
I was
idea.
Meeting them. I was just talking to them like normal people. They probably really liked that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They had no idea. So, yeah.
And I'm sure they're happy that a young girl was talking to them. Like, cool, it's not an old, like, 7-year-old woman.
That, though, that I taught, now that I know the bassist of Foo Fighters, how to use social media.
Yeah, I think he's the bassist or guitarist. I'm not sure.
Whichever one.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can't remember either. My song was Don't Worry About a Thing by Shadazy. Don't worry about a thing. Do you know that song?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, you would know it. Hold on, let me.
Don't.
I'll play it from my computer, Scuba. Okay. Don't worry it. Don't worry about a thing. Do you know who Shadazy is? That's a country song.
I've heard Shadazy.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
This is a country band?
Yeah, and they were big for a hot minute.
Oh, I remember them.
Oh, I got to hit pause.
Wait. Yeah. That looks like Jody Messina.
Was it? Was she in Shadazy?
Is she in Shadazy?
I got to watch a video now. No, that's not her. No, just she has red hair. I don't think any of them went on to have solo careers. I could be wrong. But yeah, do you remember that song now?
I do remember that song.
And if I could hear that song again for the first time, I would be so happy because it's such a happy song. Like, she's like, don't worry about it. Life's going to be okay. It's messy. It's fine.
Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it looks like they're sisters. Kristen Osborne, Cassidy Osborne, and Kelsey Osborne.
Do you think they're related to the Osbournes? Brothers Osborne or Kelly Osborne?
They're the sisters Osbournes.
Maybe they're cousins. I mean, they literally could be related to the Osbournes. Maybe they're cousins.
No, I think different last name.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, wait, what about the rock Osbournes? Is that how you spell it?
You talking about the Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how it's spelled? With an E or with a no E?
I think it's like this.
So maybe related.
Maybe.
I mean, musical
Ozzy.
Talent tends to be related. Yeah, that one's crazy.
Do you always, it's funny, I do that too. Like, I was, whenever somebody has the same last name, you're always like, ooh, let me Google if that's like their father or their
I mean, they have to
mother.
Be related on some level, right?
Not always, though.
But like somewhere down the deep tree, like they could be like fifth cousins.
I got into some rabbit hole of like, ooh, what was her name? Something Crawford. I don't know. Joan Crawford. She's like an old actress from like the old black and white days.
Was she the one who did the outfit thing on E?
No, she's like dead.
Oh.
She's been dead for a while. But her daughter was Cindy Crawford.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, Cindy Crawford the model. Well, I looked it up. It's not her. It was a different Cindy Crawford.
You know the one that always shocks me is Kate Hudson's parents.
Mm-hmm, Goldie
mom.
Hawn.
Yeah, every time I see Goldie Hawn and then I see Kate Hudson, I'm like, oh yeah, that tracks, but I would have never known.
They're identical.
They look so much alike. Very beautiful. But.
And then did you ever see the Nashville TV show?
Yeah, I watched Nashville.
Okay, her brother was on there. He was the record exec who kind of came in later. He was kind of a dick on the show.
Nashville cast.
And then do Hudson.
His name's Hudson on the show?
No, his last name. His last name's Hudson, too.
Oh, hold on. Oh, Oliver Hudson.
Oliver Hudson. That's her brother.
Yeah. Oh, I know him. Yes, I did know that. He's also very attractive.
Yeah.
They just have a very attractive family.
Good looking dude.
Is Kurt Russell her dad?
No.
Or he came in later?
Came in later.
Got it. Okay.
Their dad's a different dude.
We're having so many history pop culture lessons
right
now.
It's awesome. I love it.
I'm teaching me a lot of things. Okay. Well, I had an airplane segment, but maybe we'll get to it later. We're going to take a little quick break.
Okay, thank you.
Before we get into another lesson.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, so we had Dustin Lynch stop by the studio because he has a new album out. He talked dating, UFOs, aliens, flying on his plane, all kinds of good stuff in there. And actually, I don't really want to talk about that, though, because, like, that was great.
Yeah.
But I have another question.
Okay.
So somebody asked, and we didn't get it to ask it on listener Q&A, but what type of workouts do y'all do? You and Bobby Oof. And your little workout crew.
Terrible workouts. They're so bad. They're hard. And it's almost like we do everything. It's almost like prison workouts, because the guy that
you just say you're doing prison workouts.
Yeah, because the guy that we work out with, he shows up in a truck, and
sounds sketchy.
And in the truck, it's Klug Fitness, that's his name. And in the truck, he has barbells, he has dumbbells, he has kettlebells.
He doesn't just leave them at like Bobby's house.
No, he has it. That's part of the business. We come to you, kind of thing.
Got it.
And it benches, medicine
How
balls.
Big of it? Is it like
ropes.
A U-Haul?
It's huge. It's a big truck. And so he.
But it's like a regular truck, or is it like a semi truck?
No, it's like a Sprinter van.
Okay, that makes more sense.
You know
sense.
What I mean? And so the driveway turns into the gym. So I mean, we're literally like prisoners out in the yard, like doing workouts.
Prisoners.
You know what I'm talking
about?
You really
gotta stop saying you're a prisoner.
It's prison workout. So and it's all like cool stuff that I haven't done in so long, like a real like squat with a barbell. Like, you know,
you haven't done squats in a while, Eddie?
With a barbell? No. Like, the squats I ever did was like, all right, you just do like a, what is it called? Goblet squat?
Oh, yeah, with like a weighted dumbbell.
Yeah, but put a whole bar on your back to where the next day you wake up and you're like, why does the back of my neck hurt? Right, I put a bar back there.
And you're not putting pads on it because you're trying
Correct.
To be masculine.
Yeah, be tough.
Don't do it. Be a prisoner.
I'm a prisoner. I'm tough. Tough prisoner.
Do you feel a change happening in your body?
Yeah. What's the biggest change is my legs are bigger. Like, my legs have never been this big.
You feel like you got muscle.
Yeah. And my wife always loves to bring that up. She's just like, oh my gosh, your legs have never been that big in their life. Ever.
Okay, so the legs are growing. I'm also proud of you because sometimes guys do tend to focus on arms.
It's not me.
And I'm really proud of you that you're not going to have chicken legs.
It's Kevin Klug. I'm telling you, it's legs every single day. And I think it's because he saw us and was just like, I need to work on their legs.
You gotta have a good base to go to the top.
That's right.
So, but like when I go to Planet Fitness, often I see a whole lot of guys in there just working arms. I'm like, my guy, you gotta have a little bit of something going down there.
Yeah, man, you're gonna topple over. Yeah. You're too heavy
like,
on top.
It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you see the girls working hard on their butts, but
you ever heard of don't skip leg day?
Oh yeah. There's a reason.
Because of that.
Like now, granted, at this point now, I think it's getting a little bit better, but it's just so funny. Like. Say I'll go for a week, right? And I'll see the same people because you kind of go at the same time. Everybody has a routine. And I swear I'll see the same person like doing the different arm workouts. I'm like, is there anything like
else
squats,
that you're doing?
Glutes, anything?
Yeah.
So like maybe need to mix that in.
But I will say that when you do a lot of leg workouts, it makes your life harder because you're walking upstairs. It hurts. Like you see me around here. I am constantly sore because of when you do leg workouts. Like it just never... You never get used to it.
Oh, yeah. But, like, here's the thing, too. Like, this is what we call the double standard. It's, like, guys are very attracted to butts, right? Like, girls got to have a good butt.
Mm-hmm.
So, girls are in the gym, like, working on their butts.
Yeah, that's
stare. And then but, like, when you're working on, you're going to get muscular legs. Everything's going to come with it, right? And then you have the guys who just ain't working on crap in the lower body. I'm like, it's kind of a double standard. We got to have good butts. You don't got to have, like, anything.
Well, what do you guys like? You guys like big butts, too? No.
I mean,
you like arms. You like big arms.
I just like muscle in general. But if you definitely
if
you're like huge up top and you got chicken legs and I got bigger thighs than you, that's a thing.
Not that though. What if I had huge legs and little arms?
Double
standard.
The double standard is that we're working butts and guys ain't working butts. What's happening?
I'm just saying, if you saw a dude with like huge butt, huge
legs.
I'm saying
huge anything is just a lot.
And then tiny little skinny arms, you'd be like, well.
It's more, I think it's not as much more about the guy as that like, I don't want to sit next to a guy and you can see my big muscular thighs and then he's sitting next to me and it's like teeny tiny.
But that's not fair. My thighs will never be as big as yours. They won't. I have
things you should never say to a woman.
No, I'm serious. I have tiny little legs.
But you don't. Right now, like sitting next to you, you do have bigger thighs than me.
No, look.
Like they're even. All I'm saying is sometimes, like have you not seen the memes passing around online where there's like a girl and she is very muscular and then like the guy's next and like this teeny tiny chicken leg?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that makes me, it's not as much about the guy as it makes me feel insecure about being muscular or bigger. You know what I mean?
I got you.
All actually stems from. It's like us. More my thing.
It's just weird. Like, I've never been into fitness ever.
Yeah.
Like, ever. I was just fine. Like, I'm just, you know, I walk and like just do stuff to kind of stay, you know.
But you feel
somewhat
so much
in shape.
Better, right?
You really do. But my body hurts every day.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of like, is it ever not going to hurt?
No, and I will tell you, like, I've definitely gotten to a point where I was working out so hard. Like, I was going hard. I'd be tired.
Why?
I just, like, I loved the feeling of it. I loved feeling strong and stuff. And I still feel really strong. But I started incorporating, like, hot yoga and some bar classes because I was, like, I was going so hard on my body. It was, like, what are you, trying to be an Olympian athlete? Like, what are you doing? And I was, like, okay, I'm too tired from this. This isn't benefiting me because I'm so tired.
Right, that's how I feel.
You're supposed to feel, like, energized and excited. So, like, once I started kind of taking back some of that, which you have to go hard for a while. You got to get to a point where you're like, okay, like I feel like I'm in a really good place. Time to switch it up. That's when you switch it up and you can kind of like level out and really not go so hard.
Yeah.
You know, and so no.
I want to get there now. Where it's not so hard. Every time I see the ropes come out of the truck, I'm like, I don't want to do ropes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's going to hurt.
But you do feel better after every time, right?
You do. You do.
The soreness sucks.
Yes.
And you are tired.
It does feel good to look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I look at myself and I'm like, wow, that's kind of like, I look good. Like, I've never, ever looked at myself in the mirror and been like, hey, you look good. Never, never.
But now you do.
I look and they're like, hey, I don't look bad.
I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Like, you're putting the work in, you're putting the time in to take care of yourself.
Do you ever picture like a beer or like a fatty meal
donuts.
Or something while you're working out to give you? You do?
Often.
Okay, I do that
love
too.
Love donuts.
See, like, my wife laughs at me because I make smoothies.
Yeah.
After workouts, and it's like all fruit. And she's like, you know that that's not like really good for you. I'm like, yeah, but that's the, I can only drink that if I work out.
See, I live in the mentality that like I eat what I can because I work out.
Correct.
Like it's not like, okay, let me also like eat healthy and change my whole life. It's like, no, I'm working out to feel better, just in general, feel better about my physical, mental health. And then it's so I can also counteract that I want to eat the foods that I want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I love that's exactly
it.
What you got to
do. I love it. I reward myself.
Just not too much.
Not like, too much, yeah. When the pizza comes around, I'm like, oh, I can't have all that.
Yeah, like a few slices is good, and then you're like, okay, gotta tap out.
But I can't control myself. Like when there's when a pizza shows up.
I'm seeing a theme here.
Are you? Lack of self-control. Man, I feel like an animal when I eat pizza. I'm like,
that was so good. Listen, that Papa John's pizza with the garlic sauce.
That garlic sauce is really good.
I will go specifically just so I can have the garlic sauce with the pizza.
So good.
Oh, good.
Except that garlic sauce is probably pretty bad.
Oh, it's terrible. Eddie, if there's one thing I've learned, unless it is 100% an ingredient that you put together.
Ingredient.
Like, I'm saying this very French because it needs to
ingredient.
Be. Like, unless you put it together from the bell pepper to the onion and cooked it yourself.
Yeah.
It ain't good for you.
It's true.
And even sometimes the fruit and vegetables that you get also aren't good for you.
I know.
So, like, you gotta find the balance. Yep. You gotta make sure you're eating some greens so you can have some good nutrients in your body. And then eat the freaking pizza. You know? That's what it's for.
I know.
That's why you're working out. Okay, can you do this? Amy what? Got asked out on a date. Can you do the clapping thing for me? No. Amy got asked out on a date.
Amy got asked out. Okay. Well, how's it go? Amy got asked out on a date. Amy got asked on a date.
Yeah, that... The last part did not sound like asked.
Ass on a date.
Okay.
Oh, God. Amy. Oh, now I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Did it sound like that?
A little bit. You need to.
Amy did not get that on a date.
Ask.
Okay. Ask.
So that happened this week. So I need to tell you, speaking of the gym, something that happened.
You got asked out on a date?
No, I was almost in the middle of a smackdown.
What? A fight at the gym?
So like there was one day I was in my own world. I put in my AirPods and I forget about everything and I'm really not paying attention. I was listening to one of my
songs. That's scary because you may like be making noises you don't want to be making.
That's why I just tone it out, you know?
Okay.
If I am, it's not my problem. I just tone it out. I'm like, whatever, not my problem. So I had my AirPods in and I actually like on my way out, I was so excited I got done and I was like jamming to one of my favorite songs right now. And I wasn't paying attention. And as I'm leaving, there's these two people and a girl is filming. And then there's like the people behind the desk. And I'm like, I'm not really paying attention. I'm still like.
She's filming the people behind the desk?
Yeah. Okay. And the guy next to her, all I see is like pointing, right?
Okay. So the guy and the girl together?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't really know like what's it. Because again, my AirPods are started. I'm still jamming. Like I'm literally walking by them. I'm like dancing.
You're singing Amy got asked out on a day.
Basically. And I like go behind him. It wasn't until I like start to open the door that all of a sudden I see him flip the people off. She's like yelling at the same time while she's recording. And then there's like a gathering of the desk by the employees and stuff. And I kind of turn around. I was like, oh, crap. And I like was like, dang, I was really out of that. And then I see them like run. And at that point, I ran out the door. And I was like, not going to be involved in this today. And then they like followed me out and they went to their car. And I was like.
What was the fight?
I don't know.
No, you had to ask.
But I was like in the middle of it. And I didn't even know that I got in the middle of it. Like they were literally yelling at each other and I was just walking by like
they walked out with you though. You should have been like, man, what happened?
No, I didn't want to. They scared me.
Oh, okay.
Like once I realized they were yelling and as I went out the door, I was like, oh yeah, those are not people I want to be around.
Oh.
I like ran to my car because I was like, they're gonna go back to their car and pull out a gun. Like, what's about to happen?
Oh.
And they were obviously recording to post on social media. So if you see a social media video going around of a girl just like dancing through a fight, it was me.
That's you. Got it.
Because I had no idea what was happening.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was a weird situation.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I can't believe people, Eddie. Like, I could never
get so mad like that
in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, even I could be really, really mad and I still wouldn't go back inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would make somebody so mad to yell in public?
I think it's like a switch that people can't like really control. You know what I mean? It just
turns
on and they just react and then they're like somewhere in the middle.
Well, the show claims to think you have like anger issues sometimes. Do you feel like you could ever do that?
I don't. No, I can control myself in public. It's like at home, like, and even at home, I have to be like step away and then release it. That's why like I broke a broomstick one time in the garage, and they love to bring that up. But that I was proud of myself. I was like, I'm going to go outside in the garage. I want to find something to break, and I'm going to break it.
So you recognize it's happening, and you step away.
Yes.
Where you feel like maybe these people aren't recognizing it, and they're stepping into it.
I think they recognize it towards the end, where they're like, all right, I got to get out of here.
But, like, they're recording thinking they're in the right.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I don't know anything that could possibly happen at a gym that you are so upset about.
I don't know.
Like, I get the food stories. Maybe you're just real hangry. I mean, hangry is a real emotion. Mm-hmm, so they're getting real hangry, stuff's going on.
That's true. My kids, like, whenever they start getting real mad, I'm like, well, you need to eat. And sure enough, as soon as they take a bite of something, they're like, they're better.
Yeah. So, like, those stories, I'm kind of like, okay, I can understand where this is coming. It's still not right. I can understand where it's coming from. But, like, what the frick happened at the gym that you are so angry you're flipping somebody off and recording?
Don't know. Have you ever been so mad where you get the phone out and record?
No.
Yeah. See, that's a level, too.
I've gotten mad on, like, customer service and been like, okay, this is not going well. You're not, like, doing well in this or whatever. But I still don't even yell. It's more of just, like, a stern, like, you're not respecting me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not like, I'm going to use all these cuss words and I'm going to tell on you. I don't even like, if something bad happens on social media, like, I won't even post it on social media.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like that's necessary because at the end of the day, they're still human.
I don't like you. You like using your social media to complain about it?
No. Okay, like, something has to be really bad for me to do that.
Yeah. It's just weird. It's a weird feeling to be like, my wife will be like, ooh, you should post it. I'm like, no, why would I post that? I don't even post, like, me picking flowers. Like, why would I post that?
And I feel like it'll backfire at some point in my life. That's why I'm like, I just don't, no. So at some point in time, like, say I complain about an airline flight, right? And I go on, I'm like, no, no, no. There's some point in my life, I just know that 10 years down the road is going to come back to bite me in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not worth it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, no, but that happened. I am.
That's weird.
Either one on a viral yelling Planet Fitness video, dancing, or I almost got hit in the head. I don't know.
Yeah, if I ever see that video, I'll repost it with a little arrow and like, check this chick out.
There she is. Totally has no idea what's going on. So maybe unplug your AirPods when go to the gym or don't be jamming out. Okay. We need to take another little break here. Okay. Then we got to talk about K-State and Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff's coming. So hold on.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
We did do a draft this week of company mascots. You know what my favorite part about the drafts is that we always get told the things we should have added.
Mm-hmm.
It's never like, oh, good team, go team.
You mean on social media?
Yeah, it's like, why didn't you do this one? Why didn't we add this? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Did you end up with Tony the Tiger?
Yeah. I did.
See, like, I purposely didn't do that because I felt like people were like, Tony the Tiger, like, who, like, when do you see Tony the Tiger?
I don't know. I just tried to do the ones that, like, I would recognize, like, if I saw them.
Uh-huh.
Not as much, like, talked about or even know their name. Just, like, the things that
like,
I recognize.
Like, Tony the Tiger is so old.
I know. But, like, for whatever reason, it's huge.
Yeah.
I really wanted Mickey Mouse. Like, that, I mean, that was the number one.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's huge.
I think anyone would have taken that first.
And I should have done the Clydesdales. I should have. I just didn't think that people would associate with them as the mascot.
Mm-hmm.
More yeah, of just like an icon of that brand.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought I was being clever with Jake from State Farm and Geico Gecko.
Geico Gecko made sense.
I like that guy.
Jake from State Farm doesn't just because they've had so many people filter through
it. It doesn't matter though. It's just Jake.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's not the same Tony Tiger, you know?
I know, but that, well, actually, I think it is.
No.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. So it can be any tiger.
They don't change the tiger.
You don't know that.
Still the oh my goodness. Anyway, my favorite part about the draft is that it's constantly telling us what we should have done differently.
Constantly.
Yeah. So that happened though. Oh, okay. I need to hear. But before we get into K-State, somebody did ask another question we didn't get to the listener Q&A. Your favorite Cowboys moment since you've been a fan?
My favorite Cowboys moment.
I know it's making you think.
Other than hanging out with Jerry Jones?
You could say that if you want to.
To me, there's nothing better than that. I mean, obviously, when they won their Super Bowls.
How many Super Bowls have they won?
They have 4 Super Bowls.
Over the course of what, like 70 years?
That's
a genuine question. I'm not making fun. I don't know.
I mean, 69, I think. 69 okay, was, so or 68.
Is that when they started, like the, what is it called? Like
that's the birth of the team.
Is 1969?
I think so, or 68. It was definitely 60s.
Okay. And since then, they've had 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, it's good because, no, they might have more than that. Hold on.
What kind of Cowboys fan are you?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I know some people are like, oh, yeah, we have this many Super Bowls. Like, I live in the now. Like, I don't remember. Hold on. Let me see.
You've also noted you don't have a great memory sometimes.
I don't. So. I don't. I really don't.
It's okay. COVID messed mine up, too.
Cowboys.
That's why I had to retrain my brain with trivia.
Super Bowl wins. They have.
I use Google for a lot on this podcast.
Wait. Would they win that? Oh, one. Hey, they only won 4. No, they won 5.
5.
My apologies. Oh, I forgot the one in 1972.
Okay, so.
Against Miami.
5 over the course of 54 years. Let's see,
Founded in 1960, by the way.
60.
Oh.
Dang. Okay, see that? I mean, that was a long time ago, guys.
So,
60. I don't remember
that. So, they've won 5 out of 63.
Correct.
But so is that considered good or bad?
It's good. It's really good. Because
the most is 8. Is that the Patriots?
I mean, let's see.
Who has the most? We're using Super Google wins? A lot.
I know.
I'm learning a lot of things about rock
Who
and
has
sports.
The most Super Bowl wins. I mean, it might be the Steelers, actually. Yeah, Pittsburgh Steelers have. Oh, no. They're tied. Steelers and the Patriots are both tied with 7.
Okay, so. But Tom Brady has 8 wins because he won one with the Buccaneers. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So.
Wait, no.
But right, because he did them all with the Patriots.
Does he have 8 Super Bowl wins?
I swore he did. I swore I saw that on the internet somewhere.
That's craziness.
I mean, like, I'm pretty positive.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate Tom Brady, so who cares?
Okay, but so 7 out of...
Oh my gosh, you know what happened the other day?
What?
I said something like, I hate Tom Brady. I don't remember who I said. And then my 4-year-old right was like, yeah, I hate Tom Brady. I'm oh boy, don't say that. I don't know. And my wife looked at me and was like, you can't say stuff like that loud. He'll hear you, and now he's going to start saying he hates things.
Yeah, you can't raise kids like that.
I don't. You forget. You forget who's around you when kids are around you all the
time.
You
have 4 kids around you. How do you forget that there are 4 kids around you?
You just be yourself. You know? You're yourself.
Well, stop hating people, Eddie. That's all your problem.
I don't hate a lot of people, just Tom Brady.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, there you go. His favorite Cowboys moment. We also learned that he might not know all the knowledge about Cowboys. How was your visit to K-State? How much
awesome.
Fun did you have?
So cool. I mean, what a cool school. Like, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. They really treated us so well. It's the first school that we've been to where they had the whole uniform there ready for us to put on.
So I saw you guys in them. I was like jealous. You guys were in their football uniforms.
The full-on uniform, mm-hmm. Morgan. We put on from like socks to like sweatbands.
Yeah, y'all looked like real football players.
We put it all on to cleats.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were done, I was like, I want to keep some of this stuff. Like,
did they let you? I feel like that's like stuff they need.
I asked.
Did you steal something from K-State?
No, I did not. I
because
can,
they were so good to you?
I can officially say that I did not steal anything. I asked them, can I keep this? And they said yes.
So which part did you keep? All of it?
No. I definitely not the shoulder pads or the helmets or anything like that. But I kept like wristbands and
your arm pad thingies?
The arm spandex things or whatever. Yeah. Socks, gloves, just stuff that like I sweat in that. Like you probably don't want that back.
Yeah. Okay, I'm so glad you got. I mean, did you like at any point in time when you were there where you're like, dang, Morgan went to college here?
One time, because the girl that was showing us around, she is from your high school.
Yeah, I saw the picture of you guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know her?
Yeah.
So that's kind of, we talked about you a little bit and all that. But after that, I'm just kind of like, no, I forgot about you.
But like when you're there experiencing, aren't you like, I wish I went to college here?
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, we didn't really go through the whole school. Like, yeah, we were just in
the sports stuff.
We were in the sports area. And I mean, I got in the field.
Mm-hmm.
We get on the field and we ran out the tunnel and everything. And the first thing I thought was the stadium was a lot smaller than I thought it was.
Mm, okay.
Because.
And that's their new stadium.
Is it? It kind of looks like a castle outside.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. But I can't remember. I believe they were getting new stuff done. And I don't know if they have it yet or if it's in construction. I don't know.
It didn't look that new.
Okay, then it might still be in construction, but I think they're getting new stuff done.
They did have a new, like, indoor football facility.
That could be part of
it. So that could be part of it. But the stadium was awesome. Like, when you go into these stadiums, you just think, like, what it's like to be a college student and you're a football player and you run out of that tunnel and, like, that whole stadium is, like, on fire.
Oh, and Eddie, like those games.
What is it so supercharged? Like, what's that feeling like?
It's so loud. And it is so, like, the energy. I know everybody talks about, like, the SEC being massive, but, like, K-State is so underrated. Like, you go to a football, like, they know how to tailgate.
Yeah.
And the fans are so dedicated. Like, it is, like, the SEC of the Midwest for K-State.
That's cool.
Like, it is so loud. And every, like, I told you about the Wabash. I was like, did you do the Wabash? Mm-hmm. Which is a big chant that everybody does together, and the whole stadium does it. Like, not just the student section.
Go?
You, like, go back and forth. Like, it's the song starts playing, and, like, instead of, like, the wave or whatever, you literally lean forward and back, and you're clapping at the same time, and it gets faster and faster, and it's this, like, huge, just, like, everyone in the crowd doing it. There's not a single person that doesn't know how to do the Wabash if you go to one of those games. Or if you're new there, you're learning it as it's happening. It's just so, like, electrifying being in that stadium. And I've been front row for, like, some of those games. And we stayed the whole time. I mean, I was hammered, but I made it. And, like, it's just so much fun. Like, so much fun.
It's cool because I've obviously seen a lot of games on TV there. But I've just never – you don't really know the scale of it until you get there. And then you just sit – you stand in the middle of the field and you look around like, gosh, like, I bet you on Saturdays – this place is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Really insane. Cool.
Like, I would love for you guys to be able to go and experience, like, a game there because it's just so underrated.
Yeah.
Like, it flies under the radar. It's Kansas. You know what I mean? Like, and not a lot of people are like, oh, let me go to K-State for a game.
Right.
And so it's just so underrated. But I want to know, did you guys ask the football coach there now?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask him anything about, like, Bill Snyder? Like, what it's like to kind of fill those footsteps?
No. Okay. No, I think that is kind of a weird question for him to answer.
But
you know?
I just mean, like, not in the sense that,
everything
as a
coach, is Bill Snyder. Everything.
Yeah, but, like, Bill Snyder was just so iconic.
Yeah.
Like, and he really, just in football in general, I just didn't know if that felt, like, inspiring or, like, hard. You know what I mean? Like, to
it's got
to
be tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be tough to go into a place that was, like, ran by a family for so long and then fill those shoes. But, you know, I will tell you, though, that we met him, and then we interviewed the basketball coach as well. And so both of those guys are the nicest coaches I've ever met. Like, they don't seem like they have an ounce of meanness in them, which is weird because to be a sports coach, like, you got to be stern. Mm-hmm. You got to be loud. You have
to be. And
they
are. I mean, that basketball coach has turned the program around pretty well.
Unbelievable.
Like, at least in the last few years that he's been there.
Yeah.
So, but that's Kansas. Like, I'm not surprised you say that. Like,
such
even in their
nice
hirings.
People.
Yeah.
Nice people. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the other coaches that we've talked to are nice too, but you can tell that they have an edge to them to where, like, all right, we're having fun here, but when it means business, like, you're going to get mad and you're going to yell at your team.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see those coaches getting mad at yell at their team.
Yeah. It's so awesome. Like, I wish you guys could have had a chance to also experience, like, did you go down to Aggieville at all?
No.
That's like, so basically, like, the crazy thing about Aggieville is, like, it's kind of like when I visit from Nashville to another major city and they don't have a Broadway. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dang, that's lame. I have to, like, Uber to multiple bars. Where Aggieville is literally a mini Broadway. All your bars are there. All your restaurants are there. It's all right there. So, like, you'll go to a game and then everybody who is at the game is in Aggieville. It's like there's two places that you are and everybody's there. That's why it's like has that small town feel, but it's a D1 school. It's massive.
Is that where Taco Lucha is?
Yes.
In
so
Aggieville?
Okay. I had told Eddie to check out Taco Lucha or The Chef. Those are like two big spots. And then there's, I mean, there's Varsity Donuts, and there's also like when you're drunk at night, this is where the mac and cheese grilled cheese is. Amazing.
Sounds like your favorite.
I mean, yeah, you go to the food truck and grab a grilled cheese mac and cheese on your way home.
It's awesome.
Or a Varsity Donut. But yeah, just, and the campus is really cool. The campus sits literally right across from Aggieville. So everything's very like tight in there. It's not very far to go everywhere.
We kind of got in and then got out.
Yeah.
I wish we would spend more time
there. Well, next time when you guys want to go to a game,
I'll go
to a game with you guys.
Yes.
And we'll go and go out in Aggieville and we'll have a whole thing.
I mean, the invitation was there. They were like, come, bring the kids, bring the whole family. We'll go to a game. I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome.
Okay, we should do it.
But I will tell you, though, like every time we do these school things for Too Much Access, I bring back, they always give us like shirts and stuff, whatever. And I bring back stuff for the kids. And this was their favorite.
Oh, see?
Yeah, K-State was definitely their favorite. And they're like, oh my gosh,
this is
so cool. They were wearing their K-State shirts.
Hey, maybe the kids will go to K-State.
Maybe.
They can be a Wildcat with me.
Yeah.
Then you guys can stop making fun of me.
Ema.
Wildcat.
Ema. Yeah. Ema.
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 Not Mima. Ema. My goodness.
Every man a Wildcat.
Well, speaking of my college, too, I want to tell you some exciting news.
Okay. You're going back to college?
No, I wish. I do. Like, seeing y'all's pictures, though, I was like, dang, I miss college.
I know. So
like,
do I.
I loved college.
Every time we go back to a campus, I'm like, gosh, I miss college.
I know. Like,
I miss not doing anything.
So many worry-frees. And, like, also, if you want to look into, like, people are always like, how do I get in radio to do that? K-State, major awesome journalism school. Like, everybody always thinks KU because they do have a good program, but, like, K-State,
you mean
man,
the Beaks? The Beaks?
Is that, what is that?
Oh, yeah, the Beaks. KU, who's that?
The Beaks. Oh, yeah. Now I get it. I was like,
we don't know who that is.
But people always say, like, KU has the best journalism program. I'm telling you, like, just K-State flies under the radar so hard on so many levels. Mm-hmm. Great journalism program.
Okay.
I mean, I came from there.
Yeah, well, and look how awesome you're doing.
Yeah, that turned out great for me.
That's right.
But I got asked, so I was in Tri-Delta, which is the sorority.
Delta, may I help you? Yeah.
Yes, Tri-Delta. Yeah. I am going to be in their magazine for 33 under
33. Wow. And this is like all Tri-Delta.
Yeah, not just K-State. It's Tri-Delta, like the massive overarching.
Even
sorority.
The ones from Greece.
I don't know that there's Tri-Delta.
Okay.
Are you just saying that because it's Greek?
It's Greek. I don't know. I figured they have it over there.
No, but Tri-Delta is at majority of the schools. It's a massive sorority.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
It's not a smaller one on that scale, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will be in the Trident, is what the magazine's called.
Dang, Morgan.
Yeah, 33 under 33.
Question: how do you get on all these lists? Like, my hometown doesn't even recognize me.
I don't.
Like, but people like you get on stuff.
Well, I mean, it goes back to talking.
Do you
about,
submit it?
No, I've
Does
never.
A friend
I've
say
never.
Anything?
I don't know. I think listeners of the show in Kansas is big Bobby Bones Show listeners, right? So like. But it goes to show, like, Kansas. Like, the people in Kansas are just so proud of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they love like showcasing that. Yeah. Like, it's just very much, like, Nicole Gallion's also a great example of that. Like, people, like, they will rally around you. You're coming, like, Kansas is an incredible state. It's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place for things. But, like, also, a lot of people stay there. So when you get out of Kansas, or, like, particularly Wichita, right? Like, a lot of people come in and out of KC. But, like, Wichita, when you get out and you're, like, in another city and a lot of things are happening, they're like, holy crap, like, that's our person. And home is still Wichita.
So why, you know, are they, why are they not behind Lunchbox?
I don't think that same effect happens for him.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's not a thing in Texas because you guys are
all
from Texas.
No, he's from Kansas.
He was born in Topeka. He was there for, like, 5 days
of
his life.
Yeah, but he says he's from Kansas and he's a huge Jayhawks fan and...
That's Lunchbox, okay?
Okay, all right.
And he didn't go to KU or anything. He's just a KU fan.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But I, you know, now I have, I will have been in my high school magazine, in the college magazine, and now the Tri-Delta magazine.
That's amazing.
So pretty cool.
And you work on a goat magazine.
Yeah, I still do that. That all also originated in there, Man.
See?
Oh, yeah. So
doing big things, Morgan. It's awesome.
All the goats, the Hampshire, not goats.
No, all the magazines.
Hampshires. Yeah. Yeah.
All the magazines that you're in.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't submit anything. Nobody's submitting me. Like, none of my family or friends are or anything.
Yeah.
It's just like me doing it.
I'm like waiting for like my college to call me.
Well, put a request out.
No.
This is your moment.
No.
Say, hey, like,
if they, you mean to our listeners?
No, yeah, like right now, if maybe it's a listener works for one of your magazines.
Okay, hey, yeah, hey, look, if any of our listeners, you're at Sam Houston State or you know anyone at Sam Houston State, say, what, producer Eddie's like on the Bobby Bones show. Like, he should come speak to our communications department, anything.
Okay, see?
Speak to you guys.
See, I bet there's somebody listening. You just never know who.
Okay, anyone from McAllen, Texas, like, talk to the mayor and be like, hey, producer Eddie wants to come home.
You want to have, like, an Eddie day?
That'd be cool.
Key to the city?
That'd be awesome. Bring Bobby. We'll do a Raging Indian show.
Okay, you can't take... See, this is the thing. This has to be you. This is your hometown. This is your thing.
No, I'm saying we can go do a show down there.
No.
Fine, I'll do a show down there.
Okay, I'm saying this is your thing.
I can do it. Amy's got it on the day.
You can't make Bobby go do things so you can go back home.
Well, I go to Arkansas to support Bobby.
I mean, yes.
He can come to the Valley and support me.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, you need to own this as yours.
Amy got asked out on a date.
We are way past this. Oh my goodness. Okay.
I'm tired.
We did have Lamont Landers on the show.
Yeah.
Insane. Highly encourage people to go watch that.
I think I can sing that good.
I think I'm going to move on.
So in love.
But see, like, you're like forcing that imitation right now.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you are. I can see all in your face. You're like, how do I sing like
Sitting
that?
On the dock of the bay.
Okay, you're a great singer, Eddie.
Thank you.
But you are no Lamont Landers.
Yeah, I'm not. He's awesome.
Okay.
He's so good.
So go watch his YouTube. Like, he covered, you put all the covers in there, right?
Yeah.
They're all up there.
You didn't watch what I did?
I just edit it to make sure it's like looks pretty.
You're supposed to quality control me because you know that I mess up a lot.
Eddie, I can't quality. It's too much for me, if I'm being honest. I got too many jobs. Like, you're on your own with quality control. But I need to know. So Airbnb keeps coming out with these like themed Airbnbs after movies and TV shows. Like, they did the Barbie Mansion out in California, and they just did a Shrek swamp that people could go and stay at. I want to know, like, if you could stay in a home inspired by a movie or a TV show, like, what's the home that you'd want to stay in? And I got two on my mind.
Go ahead.
So one of them would be the Harry Potter castle, Hogwarts.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
How cool. I mean, there's a Hogwarts at Universal and like in a few different places. Like, I feel like if they did a stay sleepover, I would totally go do it.
Oh yeah.
That would be epic.
God, that'd be so cool.
Right? Like, and you get to stay in the, I just feel like staying in a castle in general. Both of mine are castles.
Okay.
The other one's Princess Diaries. Mia Thermopolis, Rinaldi.
I don't remember that one. Is that Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
Okay.
Ow. And she was, okay? Yeah, I just hit my knee on the table. And she, so that's in Genovia. I don't think it's a real place. I don't really know.
Okay.
But she stays in a massive castle because she becomes a princess.
Okay. She married like a prince or something?
No, she's a princess. It's her bloodline.
Oh, but she didn't know that?
She didn't know it until she was like 16 and of age.
Got it.
That's like the whole premise of the movie.
Heard of it, never seen it.
It's a great movie. Okay. Like, I do actually think you'd enjoy that one, especially because Anne Hathaway is just amazing.
She's cool.
But yeah, those two, they're both castles.
No, I like the whole castle thing. I mean, I would lean towards something like that, kind of where, what's like a good haunted mansion?
I mean, the Haunted Mansion, isn't that like a
Disney
thing?
They like that. I've always wanted to stay in, like, maybe the Beetlejuice house, you know?
Kind of? Yeah, Beetlejuice. I was trying to figure out, like, I was Googling Haunted Mansions movies.
I think it would be so cool to take, like, I don't know, six couples, all friends, and we stay in a haunted mansion. Like, how cool would that be? We're, like, you know, and just kind of stay up.
But, like, a legit one or, like, a fake one?
One from a movie.
Okay, so like a fake one.
That looks
like... You don't actually want it to be haunted.
That, well, I mean, you know, it is. It is. Like...
I was going to say, because there's like scary, scary movies.
There is, too, like the hotel from The Shining.
I was going to say The Shining did pop up.
Yes, that would be really cool, too.
That would be terrifying.
No, it'd be fun.
There is a pop-up bar right now in Nashville that's The Shining. And it was a cool experience.
What's it like?
So in the walk-in, the two girls are standing there, and it just flashes
the
light.
Red-rum
and
girls?
They're standing there, the two little girls.
Uh-huh, the twins.
And then you go in there, and it's like looks like one of the rooms from The Shining.
Oh.
I've never even seen that movie. I just know like a lot of the references from pop culture.
It's a weird movie, but it's like all in a hotel.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, the references I have from The Shining come from Ready Player One.
Oh, do they talk about The Shining?
Oh, yeah. They go into The Shining.
Ready Player One? I don't remember that.
Did you see Ready Player One?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so you know when they're on their like hunt, there's one at one point where they're searching through movies that they have to go into, and they say The Shining.
Oh, I do remember that part. Yeah. Okay,
so that's
gotcha.
A lot of my references actually gotcha. Come from that movie because I've never seen The Shining. But
I would go with The Shining just because, like, I like that old hotel
style. So basically,
style.
You want to die. Cool.
Don't say that.
I mean, that's what you're putting on it. You're like, Haunted Mansion.
It sounds like my wife. She's always like, why would you want to stay at a place like that? It'd be so cool.
Yeah,
I think a castle could be haunted too. You don't know.
You're right. And it is cool. I'm not deducting that this would be cool. But like, also, you kind of want to die. It's kind of what it sounds like.
Your castle, though, it's got to have AC. Like,
I mean, yeah, but even if it doesn't, I'd still stay there.
You want to like candlelit castle?
Do you mean electricity?
Yeah.
Yeah, not AC.
Well,
I could do it. AC's fine. I mean, if it's in a cool place, it may not have it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, real castles didn't have anything.
I know. It'd be so cool. Just stay in a castle in general would be cool. But, like, one of those.
I feel like it'd just be cold and weird.
So, basically, both of us want to die?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's my point.
Cool. Okay, we did have coming in at the number one spot. We went to our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. And I have some stories that we didn't share on air. Do you have some? Are we just like having a time?
I don't know. I mean, I think I had a really good time, but I was kind of like during the day, I didn't do anything.
You were just chilling by the pool?
No, not even. Only one day I went to the pool with Kevin for like 2 hours. Other than that, I stayed in my room.
What the frick were you doing in your room while you were in Las Vegas? Why didn't you go do something?
Nothing. I watched football on TV and it was unbelievable. Like, unbelievable. Morgan, you got to understand, I don't have days like that. I don't have days where people say, hey, you've got nothing to do today.
Okay, but why didn't you, like, at least go to one of the bars and watch the game?
Because I've been to Vegas. I don't want to watch it with people. I want to sit in my bed. But what was it weird for you to not have, like food? You couldn't order food?
Oh, I didn't even say, did we not have customer, like,
nothing. Like
room
you
service?
You could not even room service, not even that. You couldn't even order food downstairs to go pick up. Because I was like, ooh, let me go online. I'll order something, go downstairs, pick it up, and eat it in my room.
Was it because of the hackers?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't even try.
You had to go to the actual restaurant, order at the bar, sit there for 30 minutes while they made it, and then take it up.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to go. You did have to go eat by yourself.
I had to go stand in lines and get food and then go back. Go back in my cave.
You literally did have a cave.
I did. That's I had a cave, and funny. It was awesome.
Okay, like, we had very different Vegas weekends.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm like, wait.
Do you know how many times I've been to Vegas?
A lot.
Lots. And, like, I've done all that. And
that's fair.
And I think, for me, it's so valuable to have, like, a day to just not do anything.
That's fair.
And I loved it.
Well,
it was great.
While you were sitting in your room, I went to Encore Beach Club, where Marshmello was DJing. Except I had to leave early and I couldn't see Marshmello.
Hold on. Oh, so you didn't see him?
No, he came on at 3:30 and I had to leave at 3.
3:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
So did you have to pay to get in this place?
No, one of my friends met a club promoter, so we got on his list.
Of course. You girls
Kevin came too, so don't say you girls.
Did he get it free too?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
He got on the list from... via my friend.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, so in Encore, I mean, it was popping off.
That's not cheap, right? How much would it normally cost to get into a place like that?
Every bit of probably $55 or more, depending on what you decided to get into.
Okay.
We could have bought like a VIP table and like if we were going to stay there all afternoon, we were going to do it. But we were only there for like 2 hours.
Yeah, so it's funny because the day before, Kevin and I went to the pool for like a couple hours. And there just weren't a lot of people there.
Yeah, it's not like a day club. It's just like a regular pool.
It was a regular pool and like regular people and not a lot of like, you know, craziness.
Well, you have to pay to get into the pool parties. There's no like, if you just go to the pool, it's like you're just hanging out by the pool. But like to go to the pool club, it's very different.
And then he texted me a picture of you guys at Encore. He's like, it's a little different than the pool we were at yesterday.
Yeah, you guys went to like the grown-up pool.
Yes.
We went to like the party pool.
Yeah.
And it was funny too because I called Kevin because we were supposed to go gamble. I didn't gamble once, by the way.
Good for you.
Not a single time.
Good
Not
for
even
you.
Intentional. I just like, I was busy having fun.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to go gamble. And I was like, hey, change of plans. I'm going to go to the day club. Do you want to go? Like, and he like thought about it. I was like, what's holding you back? Like, why are you like... I need to eat food. Like, what are we doing? He's like, you're right. Okay, let's go. And I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
You love it?
Yeah, you had a great time.
Good.
We had a lot of fun. So I did do that. That happened while you were sitting there.
How long were you there?
Like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's good.
So, I mean, I would have totally stayed for Marshmello. If I did not have to go work, I would have stayed for Marshmello.
That's why I told Kevin. I was like, man, look, like, we have to work tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have to work, dude, we'd be getting drunk right now. We'd be doing, like, whatever. But the fact that, you know, when you do have to work later, you're kind of more reserved. You're like, I'll enjoy this.
Yeah, he didn't have to.
He was on vacation.
I know. I was like, you should just stay. Why are you coming with us? Like, stay and watch Marshmello.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's okay. And I was like, just stay. You make friends.
Right.
I mean, that's what Vegas is all about.
That is.
He didn't, though. I did. So later, on Friday night, though, I was dumb, Eddie.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
I walked home.
What?
By myself.
From the festival?
So from festival night. And apparently I did not know this until the next morning that I could have walked through Park MGM to Aria where we were staying.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So I walked around the building.
You walked and on
I
the
was
strip?
In, I was no, I was in alleyways.
Oh, no.
I was
no,
in
no.
really there was people coming out. It was like 2 a.m.
No.
And I like FaceTime my parents who I didn't realize it was like 4 a.m. for them because like the time changed. And so like they called me the next morning like, "Are you okay? What happened?" And I was like, "I was walking home by myself."
Oh my goodness.
I was
Where
tired.
Where was everyone else?
I don't know. I had finished working and I was so tired. And I was like, I'm just going to walk. I'll probably find a taxi or something to get. I didn't find a taxi or anything to get because it was so crowded. And I was so tired. I was like, it's fine. It's like a 15-minute walk. I'll just walk home.
15 minutes. You literally could have crossed the street and been in the casino.
Yeah, I should have. It was really dumb. So my parents definitely thought I almost died. And gosh. I think I did. There was some sketchy moments. Like, I started kind of jogging a little bit.
That's so weird, though, because we were all together, and then I guess did we all just separate?
Yeah, I like everybody kind of started to leave, but I needed to stay for a little bit longer for Kane Brown was coming on, so I needed to post some stuff. Okay. And then after Kane, I didn't stay for Lil Wayne. I think you guys did.
We did. Oh, so you left early.
Yeah, I was
Got
really
it.
Tired. Got yeah, it. I was like, okay, I just need Kane content, and
Got
then
it.
I can leave.
Got it.
And you guys stayed for Lil Wayne.
We did. Wheezy.
I should have, which I know he was great, but I didn't.
It was very cool.
Yeah, and I was walking in the middle of an alleyway while Lil Wayne was on.
I know. I feel terrible about that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, so pro tip for anybody who is there, make sure if you can walk through hotels, do that.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the way to do it.
Yeah. Don't walk.
And another pro tip in Vegas, don't look out your room or look out the street and be like, oh, the hotel's right there and think that you can just get there.
Yeah, no.
Because there's no roads. You can't cross the street.
That's literally what I did. Yeah. I was like, it's right there. I see it.
Yeah, that's not how it works. Uh-huh. Like, don't look at the building and say, oh, I can walk there.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder than
you
that.
You should ask questions.
Yes.
So you don't end up in alleyways.
Correct.
So pro tip from both of us.
Yes, pro tip.
How to walk around and manage Vegas. And then I did, okay, so I had 3 meeting celebrity stories.
Okay.
So you may have got stiffed by Lance Bass, but I got a photo with him.
So stupid.
I had the help of our girl, Elizabeth Fazio.
Okay.
So I saw him come into the pit for Kelly Clarkson. I was like, I don't want to bother him while he's jamming. Mm-hmm. But right as this ends, like, I want to get a photo with him because I had listeners messaging me and they were like, hey, Lance Bass is there. Like, you're our girl. You have to get a photo with him. Like, this is our moment. And I was like, fine, this is for the listeners. I mean, I wanted to meet him too.
We're doing it for the listeners.
But like, I needed to do it, like, you know, for the content. And so I went up to him and I was like, I just want to let you know that I really love you and I love everything you've done. And I'm like, afterwards, I was like, everything he's done, what the heck did he do?
He recorded a lot of songs.
Yeah, like he was in NSYNC. Granted, he has done a lot of really awesome stuff.
Yeah,
but he was probably sitting there like, what?
No,
did I
there's
do?
No chance he even thought twice about that.
He was
just like, cool,
so
thank
sweet.
You.
I will tell, like, I know you got stiff arm, but he was really
It wasn't
kind.
Him. It wasn't him. Like, it's so stupid. My story was so dumb because I'm not like a huge NSYNC fan. Like, it's fine. Like, I do like NSYNC. I like Lance Bass. Whatever, no big deal. But I saw him 20 times. Like, he was arm's length from me 20 times that whole weekend.
And that one
and
time,
finally,
asked.
I say, you know what? Like, I might as well just get a picture with him. Like, why not? And I just reach over to say, hey, Lance, can I get a picture with you? And his security guard stiff armed me. Like, no, get away. And I'm like, excuse me? Yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, I didn't even want the picture that bad. Why did I even try to get a picture? So stupid.
Yeah, the timing of things. I think the timing, it had to have something with timing.
Yeah.
But it's pretty funny. I did geek out, though. I forgot everything. Like, I was going to be like, hey, are you guys reunited? What's happening?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I lost everything. I just said, I love you and everything you've done. That was it. That was the only thing that came out of my mouth.
I love you and everything you've done. You're the best.
And also another dumb celebrity moment. So I really wanted to meet Boy Meets World. They were there. The cast was there.
The cast, except Ben Savage.
Yes,
he wasn't there.
Corey. He was not there, but the three of them were because they have a podcast together.
So it's Topanga. It's the best friend.
Sean.
And then his older brother.
Which his name is... In this show, what is his name? Hold on, Boy Meets. I can never remember his name, but he is the older brother.
Yes.
Eric Matthews.
Eric Matthews. Mr. Matthews?
Yeah. And not Mr. Feeney. That would have been cool to meet Mr. Feeney.
No, yeah, he wasn't there.
That would have been awesome. But those three. And so, like, I knew they were there, and I just kept missing them. Like, I would mention it to people. They're like, they were just in here. I'm like, are you kidding me? I literally, like, it was like I kept passing.
I heard that a lot, too.
And I was like, dang. And so, like, I told Lunchbox. I'm like, Lunchbox, I have to meet them before they leave. Like, this was my show. And he was like, okay, we'll find him. And you know Lunchbox. Like, he'll track anybody down.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we kind of started walking around the whole place trying
looking
to find
him.
Yeah, specifically looking for them. And at one point, we finally found them, and we passed them. So, like, we were walking, and they were walking the other way. And I just, like, stopped dead in my tracks, and I was like, hi. That was it. That was all that came out.
I love you. I love you. And I love everything you did.
Yeah, basically. But instead of anything, I just said, hi. And I just kind of stood there. I was like, well, I guess that was it. Like, that was my meeting. And I'm like, it's okay. That's fine. That was all I needed.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox goes, no. And so he runs after them. Literally, he bolts after them. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'm good.
Oh my
I'm
gosh,
good.
So embarrassing.
But he's like, Morgan, just come on. Just come with me. And I was like, fine, but I don't like this. And so he's running after
it's
him.
It's cringy.
And I
it makes you feel weird.
It does. But like, because he was doing it, it made me feel better.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it. And so he literally stops them. They're about to leave. And he's like, hey, before you guys leave, in Lunchbox tone, this is me speaking. Yeah, sure, just know that this came.
Do it like Lunchbox.
Hey, before you guys leave, you guys need to meet her. You guys have to meet her.
You guys need to meet her.
Yeah, like it's
something
that
you have to do.
And I was, and he was like, she's been stalking you guys. She wants to meet you guys. I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God. And I'm like,
she has a knife on her and everything. Meet her.
They're smiling. And like my first interaction was with Topanga. And keep in mind, Lunchbox is taking this picture. And I'm trying to coach him how to take the picture at the same time of all of this happening. And I'm like throwing off my badge because I'm not supposed to have it on. It was a whole thing. So I had like 10 videos, photos, chaos on my phone. Poor Topanga, like nice Danielle Fisher, like nicest person in the world, stood there for all of it.
Oh my God.
And just like smiled. She was laughing. Like she was so kind. And the guys were also laughing, but they were just more like, what is going on? And she's like, yeah, it's so good to meet you too. Like so sweet, so kind-hearted.
That's awesome.
Like could not say enough good things about all of them dealing with that situation. And I did get my picture, and I did get to meet them. But it, like, I have to give credit to Lunchbox because it would not have happened without
him. Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, sometimes you got to be that, like, blunt about to get what you want.
And I don't have that in me.
I don't have that in me either.
But he did, and I really appreciated that in that moment.
I don't have that in me, and I don't really care that much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Normally, like we saw so many big people. Like, I saw Dave Grohl walking. That was really cool.
That was cool, too.
Like, Jay Leto.
Jared Leto.
I keep wanting to mix Jay Leno and
Jay
Jared
Leno.
Leto. really messes me up.
Jay Leno was not there.
Jared Leto. Uh-huh. I saw him multiple times and he's massive. Like, and none of that. It's like more actors or like something from my childhood that really get me like riled up. So I got to give the credit there. But I totally would have never met him. Never would have got that picture if it wasn't for Lunchbox. I would have been stuck saying hi in the hallway. And that would have been
My regret was not seeing Sharna. Like I kept hearing Sharna was just here.
I didn't know they were there.
I didn't know either. And so like I haven't seen Sharna since Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like really since Bobby was on the show. And I would go like Sharna would come here and they would practice here in Nashville while Bobby was doing the show here or whatever. And I would, you know, go to their house and hang out with her. Or when I was in L.A. I flew to L.A. to go see Bobby on Dancing with the Stars, one of the episodes. Hung out with her there. We flew back to Nashville. So I spent a lot of time with Sharna just kind of while they were doing the show. That, like, it would have been nice to see her. And every single time was like, oh, you just missed her. I'm like, dang. Dang. And I kind of wanted to meet her.
Brian Austin Green.
Is her husband? Are they married yet?
I think. Well, they had a kid together.
Okay.
I do know that.
Brian Austin Green. That would have been cool, too.
I think they got married. He's from, what was his show that he was on?
Beverly Hills 90210?
Oh, okay. That's it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Let me see. I don't think they're married yet. They're engaged.
Melrose Place? What show was he on?
Yeah. They announced the news this past month.
Okay.
Six days ago that they're engaged.
Got it.
Just recently, I was like, there was something, but yeah, not married yet.
So that was cool. Like everyone else, I kind of just, I have a good time just seeing people like walk by and be like, that's cool. Dave Grohl. Awesome.
It's cool being a part of the experience more than
anything.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there's Tim. What's up, Tim? Hey, see you, dude. To me, that's so much better. And I feel better about myself doing that than going like,
I need
a picture with you. Like, I don't need a picture with you.
Normally, I've never done that. That was like two in the weekend, and I've never done that on any scenario.
Yeah.
It just happened to be like two big ones for me.
It's amazing the amount of access that we have back there. Like,
it's not good.
It really isn't. It really
is. Especially with somebody like Lunchbox who literally yells in their face.
I mean, that's kind of his job, though.
No, it is. And he gets a lot of good content, so I appreciate the crap out of him for it. But, like, every time just seeing it happen, I literally run away. Like, there was instances he would do things, and I literally ran away. I was like, I don't know him. He isn't.
I don't want to be associated with that.
No, but then, like, he got me to meet Boy Meets World. Uh-huh. So, like, I can't hate it.
What I don't understand, though, is that, like, that kind of personality and how ballsy he is with these stars. Like, I feel like he should be a little more put on a platform for that. Like, I think iHeart has like an E reporter there. They have some social content people there. But like, he should, that should be featured. Mm-hmm. The way he is with celebrities should be featured. And like, I don't know. To me, I think that would just be so much more entertaining than a regular interview.
Yeah. Him.
You know what I mean?
Him
bombarding an artist and being like, oh my gosh, Halsey, I love you. Like that to me is like more entertaining than like, oh cool, here we're here with Halsey. Blah, 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 blah.
It is. Like that is the one like genuine talent of Lunchbox that I wish I had.
Right. And most people can't do that.
No.
That's why it's special that he can do it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I think that it needs to be a bigger presence in that festival.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah.
So it is really cool.
We should talk to him.
Yeah.
The company.
We have a lot of say.
Yeah, we do.
The last interaction I had was Flava Flav.
Yeah, that was cool.
So
the legend, man.
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah, he is. Which I had a whole also lesson. Speaking of things, I did not realize he was one half of Public Enemy.
I thought it was more. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you. I thought it was. He was just like Flava Flav from the TV show. I didn't know.
Oh, Flavor of Love. Flavor of Love.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was a rapper. I thought he was like a special
guest.
That's
crazy.
So I was having this whole
That's crazy.
Literally, I said to someone, he comes out, right? Because I think Public Enemy started without him. I think is what happened. But all of a sudden, like, they're like, Flava Flav. And I was like, dang, he really came here all weekend just to, like, come out for one song?
Uh-huh.
And, like, the guy kind of looked at, this is another guy named JoJo. He works in pop radio. And he kind of looked at me like, yeah, like, kind of listening. And then, like, Flava Flav stays on stage. And I was like, wait, is he part of Public? And I had this whole like realization that, oh crap, he's not just here for one song. He was here for the whole set.
Uh huh. Yeah. And what a long set it was.
Mm-hmm. Did not realize Flava Flav was a rapper. My only thing was his show.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all I knew him from.
Yeah, man. Flava Flav for sure. Like crazy. OG rapper.
So crazy. Makes so much more sense.
One
now.
Of the original hip hop artists.
Okay.
Like really.
And he was Flava Flav as a rapper, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's always been his name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like the show that did
and,
that.
And the clock.
Yeah.
Like, that was huge.
So funny.
When Public Enemy was big.
Yeah, talk about me. Like, that was my young moment that I had. So, somebody had told me, they're like, if you go up to him, he'll give you a nickname. Because that was the thing on the show, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, like, he'd give girls nicknames on Flava. And I remember that. As soon as somebody said that, I was like, oh, my God, yeah, I remember. And so, we were at the after party. This is my only run. Like, I saw him a few other times, and I never bothered him. But we were at the after party, our, like, CEO's after party.
Uh-huh.
And he was there. And so, I go up to him, and I'm like, hey, so a question for you. He's like, yeah, what's up? Like, super cool. And I was like, what would be my nickname? And he kind of looks at me like, well, I'd have to date you. And Eddie, not with a shadow of a doubt, I did not think twice. This came out of my mouth. I said, well, we could work something out.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I didn't think twice about it.
And
like,
he
it
said,
literally
okay.
just came out. And he goes, well, where are you at? I was like, I'm in Nashville. And he was like, okay, Nashville. He kind of changed the subject because he was like, oh God, this is bad. I just genuinely wasn't
Were
thinking
you
twice.
At?
Yeah. And that was kind of the end of our conversation. Then he kind of laughed and gave me a hug.
Did he give you a nickname?
No, I never got a nickname.
That's probably tough.
Well, yeah.
It's probably tough to like, see someone.
Just like be like Blondie. What am I going to say about you?
Right,
but it was more like I just wanted to see what
Nashville.
The interaction would be.
Nashville would have been a good one.
Nashville Blondie.
There we go.
Came up with it. But yeah, it was a hilarious. And everybody like around me just started cracking up. Like, did that really just come mouth.
Hilarious.
I didn't even like mean it that way. I just was like, well, like we can hang out.
Who else was at that after party?
Jared Leto.
Wow.
Lance Bass.
Wow.
AJ McLean, because he was also there. A lot of people from work. A lot of our radio personalities. Skiri Jones from Elvis Duran. And Sissany. Yeah, just like a whole lot of crew.
I mean, I was going to go, but no one wanted to go.
Oh my God. Eddie, I was there. You should have just texted me. I ate Carbone for a second time.
Carbone.
The Italian place, it's so good. That's the place that I took myself out to dinner by myself.
Yeah. When you went on a date with yourself.
Yeah, I went on a date with myself and then also pulling all night.
Uh-huh,
the guy.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I had a weekend.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. While you were sitting in your hotel room
football. Just, I mean, again, different lives.
We truly are living different lives, Eddie.
Different lives.
Okay. Will you have anything else from festival before we wrap this thing up?
Let's see. Bow? Festival, no. I just think my favorite moment was watching Flava Flav watch Tim McGraw and just know, like, sing every lyric.
You posted a video of that, right?
I did.
Or was it Story?
I did. Yeah. I did. It was just kind of like a moment where I'm like, I love this. I love that, like, a hip hop legend is standing here in the crowd enjoying a country legend.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's just what music's all about. It's not about genres. It's not about the different sounds of music or whatever, or he's a hip hop artist, he's a country artist. But like, music lovers just love music.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. And it was, so it was Tim McGraw. It was during Tim McGraw's set. Amy had mentioned something about Kevin and Flava Flav. It was Tim McGraw. It was during that set.
Yes, it was.
And that was like the one that Flava Flav was like, nah, like, let me get you after this set.
Yes.
Tim McGraw.
Yes.
So cool.
So that's really cool to me. I love that part of just the festival because every genre is there.
Yeah.
Like every, and what's really cool is we kind of represent the country world.
Yeah.
And so when a country artist comes on stage, I feel like it's our people. And like, and this is the Vegas crowd. They're our people. How are they going to receive our people? Mm-hmm. And whenever like our people just go and dominate the show, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
And they all did good. Tim, Kane, and Cheryl like had massive crowd moments.
All of them, which is really cool. I always worry about because it's so pop music heavy.
Yeah.
That like whenever the country artist does come up, I'm like, oh man, they're all gonna go to the vet. They're all gonna go to the restroom. They're all gonna go get a beer. But no, like I love it. And he like they all like you're right. They all dominated, and I felt so proud for our genre.
You know, let me ask you this: which one do you think was the most come together moment that you felt like the most people? Because there was two that I felt like were massive, where like everybody wanted to be out during it, like watching the show.
Oh yeah. I think Lil Wayne was a big moment. I think because it's just Lil Wayne and like it's amazing.
Lil Toonchi.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he calls himself? Lil Toonchi.
And what else is a man, I don't know. Fallout Boy one, maybe you think?
See, I feel like the two that I thought were Foo Fighters and Kelly Clarkson. Everybody was out there.
Okay.
Everything was packed. Everybody wanted to make sure they saw at least one song of each of those, like even the people working. Those were like the two really massive moments that people were like kind of geeking out. And I think it's because like Foo Fighters are just so iconic, right? And then Kelly Clarkson has songs that you just want to like scream your lungs to.
Cynthia Vega!
Yeah. And like she's so insane of a singer.
I know.
So I think those were like the two that really stood out to me that I feel like everybody wanted to be at.
Okay.
But Lil Wayne would make sense, and I left her, of course. I did.
You left.
I was so tired.
It was awesome. My favorite thing about him is at the end of every song, he goes, thank you.
You're pretty good at that. That's a pretty good impression.
He stops like, boom, thank you.
I have heard really good things about him. Like, I've heard he's really nice.
Oh, of course. Like, he seems like he's so nice.
Yeah. Which is just funny because, like, he just has such a hard shell.
Yep.
And the way he raps and stuff, you'd think is very hard. But I think he's really kind.
Yep.
But, you know, who knows?
It's such a fun festival.
I know. So if you guys ever get a chance to go, like, go. It's so worth it.
So worth it. So worth
it. It's the only place you'll ever get such a mix of things happening.
In a small arena. Like, it's not like a huge festival ground where, like, you're far away.
No, and you, like, have your seat and you're comfortable. You're not sweating.
And every seat's close.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Totally agree. Okay. Well, let's wrap a pretty bow on it.
All right.
Tell people where they can find you, hear you, all that good stuff.
You can find me at Producer Eddie on all the socials. You can hear me on 25 Whistles. You can also watch me on Too Much Access, where Bobby and I go to a bunch of schools and play football and talk to coaches and stuff like that and look like idiots while we go on the field and do
full
drills.
Football gear ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm still jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a lot of K-State friends hitting me up like, what are they doing and why aren't you there? I was like, well, one, I don't do the sports show. And two, I don't quite know what they're doing, I'm going to be honest, but they're doing something.
It's funny. They call that the Little Apple.
Yeah. Little Apple, because it's Manhattan and it's little.
When we flew in, we were like making the jokes like, well, I thought Manhattan would be a little more cityier than this. Yeah. And
it's just because it's Manhattan is the name. But granted, Aggieville is city. Like,
you go
into Aggieville, it's definitely like the Little Apple. Because there's so much in such a small space.
The Little Apple.
Yep. And I plan to go back over Christmas time. So if you guys want to come.
I do want to go for a game.
Mm-hmm.
I got really excited.
I think you guys would love a game there.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
And I think my boys are now going to grow up being like secretly Kansas State fans.
Hey, I'm gonna root for at least one. One out of four goes to K-State.
That would be nice.
Just one out of four.
That'd be nice.
Now, granted, that's out of state tuition, so I don't know how much you root for.
No, it'd be scholarship.
Okay.
Yeah, so. it'd be football full ride scholarship.
Okay, now I see what's happening. Okay, well, I'm rooting for that.
Yeah.
You can find me at Webgirl Morgan on all the things. And, of course, the show at Bobby Bone Show. Go check out YouTube for some of those performances. Eddie puts a lot of work in there.
I do. And you put a lot of work posting those.
Thank you. You like the call? I added for you.
You made it right.
I did. I did make it right after the week that happened. I said on there. I said, so, no, Eddie does. I was just joking.
So now every week you should say something about it.
Every week.
Eddie puts a lot of work into this. Every week.
I can't do it too much, though. Like, let's be honest, Eddie.
It'll sound fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do. Well, what do you mean?
You do put a lot of work in the videos.
I do.
But you do also jack around a little bit, too.
That's not true. I do not.
Yeah, you do a little bit.
I do not.
Talking to your friends.
You know what?
Steve.
Speaking up right now. I'm done.
Have you seen the TikTok trend? It's like, it's just me and you and you and me and our friend Steve. It's like the third person.
But
it's
I'm going to find that. I'm going to send it to him.
Hilarious. You like that. It's hilarious. Okay. We'll see you later, guys.
Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby
Bones. This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.